trust us enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Friday, getting ready to roll into the weekend. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie, Live the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, intern Chloe. We got the whole gang here.
Gang's all here. Hey, happy Friday. We made it.
Feels good. How's it good? How's it feel? Does it feel good to be back, Live the Web Girl?
It does. It does feel good. My vacation, honestly, it seemed way longer than what it was. So I was kind of ready to get back, you know, get some structure back going. I missed the show. So I'm just happy to be here. And I have a solid tan to carry me into the fall.
A little burnt, a little crispy.
I'm a little crispy, Joe. But hey, it's going to turn into tan any day now.
That's how I get. I'm like, burn, burn, burn. Ooh, one day a tan. Hail. All right. Mackenzie, how you doing?
I am good. I'm fantastic. My life pretty much changed last night. I'm happy to report. You are going to be thrilled. So, I had my best friend Sarah over.
Okay.
And she brought her darling little girl Blair. And they were hanging out with Lulu, my daughter, and I. So, it was like, girls' night. We got paninis. Came back to my place. We're hanging out. And guess what I did last night?
Boy, I that's kind of vague. I don't know. Ate paninis?
Well, Scott, one of our listeners, brought me that Fire Stick. And Sarah, my MacGyver girlfriend, hooked it up.
What?
So now I have not only Netflix, I've got Prime, I've got all the things. I'm in the century now.
Oh,
so
my
everyone
gosh.
Made fun of me because I had none of the things, cable. And now I literally, this weekend is going to be a big game changer. I'm diving in.
Can you please tell me that Sarah didn't also fix your USB in your car, because I feel like I'm useless then. What's the point of me being around?
No, that's the next project. Project number one, since it's getting cooler outside, I need to watch movies. We hooked it up. I got a password. I'm in the Netflix game and the Prime. I'm
Look
so
at you.
Excited. So if you guys have shows that like I need to watch.
Oh my gosh. I literally have like 8 billion.
Okay.
For
I would
you.
Love your suggestions. I'm going to make a list because I need a really good new show. My last show was Big Little Lies. And obviously that's over. So, and that was on HBO. So I need like, I'm in the game now.
All right, why don't we why don't we think about that? Then on Monday we'll come up with a list.
Okay.
And we can try to help you out next week and we'll actually do that.
She was making fun of me because I was so excited things were working. Like when passwords actually work and things actually click and work, it's so exciting because for me, on my own, it never does. So I was like, yes! And then she's like, yeah, you can do this and this. You can play music. I'm like, I was the mind blown emoji last night. I was like, I said, my world has changed.
Welcome.
So shout out to my bestie, Sarah. She's amazing. It
Welcome
was awesome.
To today. How you
Thank
doing?
Thank you. My life has changed forever.
Intern Chloe, how are you? How was your day yesterday?
It's good. I went to the doctor's and I got some shots.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
In the arm? Do
yeah,
they do shots in the butt anymore? Like, do they do ever that anymore? Anybody else like, get a shot in the butt?
Maybe for kids. Typically
okay.
not.
Maybe.
Like fertility shots, yes.
Okay. I just was wondering, because I don't know. I don't mind
Would you
shots.
Rather have a shot in the booty?
Sometimes, because like when you get like the flu shot, that thing hurts a few days later. It's like somebody punched
you. Did you get a flu shot?
I got a flu shot, and then the other one was one of the required ones, and I don't know how to say it, so.
Well, you should try.
Gotcha.
It's even better. If you didn't know, Chloe is from Ohio. No, I'm kidding.
We love her.
All right, well, hey, we're glad to have you here. Pork Chop, you can come out of the corner now. How are you?
I'm good. I went to Family Feud trivia last night, and we did not do too well. Well, first of all, there's 6 guys on the team, and only 3 of us showed up. And,
oh, no. Where was everybody?
I don't know. Nobody.
What
yeah.
the heck?
No one even, like, texted and was like,
No,
hey.
they texted one of the other guys, and so I guess we knew. But we got, like, 8th out of 13.
Okay.
I feel like every week you're just not... You're doing worse and worse.
Liv, you missed it. We went on Tuesday.
Yeah, they killed it on Tuesday.
But we went out for his birthday last minute. Me, Lindsay, and then Dustin, who works with us here in the afternoons.
Yeah.
And we went and did like regular team trivia.
Uh-huh.
First place.
What?
They killed it. I was shocked.
Wow.
They were amazing. You missed the whole birthday scene.
You missed a lot.
You missed a lot, girl. It was insane.
I filled her in.
Oh, okay.
She filled me in on a little bit. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he's got all kinds of stuff going on.
Yeah, I've heard.
Yeah, have you heard it all?
Like, no one's week has been as amazing as our little Chops. He's had a really great
birthday week. I've never heard the word amazing used that way. But all right, speaking of Chops, I'll get to what I did yesterday, but you got your driver's license, right? They actually gave it to you?
Yeah, I have. It's a paper one. But
was there anything in there about not running red lights at 5 a.m?
No.
Okay. Because this morning, this dude almost T-boned me.
What?
Legit. I'll say the roads, even though in Houston you don't know where they're at. You were going on Fall Creek and you ran a red light on Keystone.
Me?
It's you.
Joe was creeping on you. He was watching you the whole
time.
Wait
a minute. I crept by you as you went by the fairgrounds.
He was like waving and doing the like signs for you.
I ran a yellow light this morning.
No, bro. It was green when
you
went through my intersection. I was turning right onto the road you ran through.
No, I know. He's kind of right, but I know I went through a light.
Kind of right? You almost T-boned me.
No, stop. If I crossed the line and it was still yellow... Like, I went through, it was yellow, and it turned red as I was going through it.
As his attorney, he can argue, point of no return.
Yeah.
Sure.
Thanks.
You just endorse all of his stuff. Okay, I'm just saying, slow it down a bit. Be careful.
I was going slow.
I have a family to go home to at the end of the day.
I had to speed up. Really, was that you? I remember someone, like, pulling out, and I was like, they need to wait.
I have a right to run this red light.
Your light was actually red, and then like it wasn't even green yet, and you started to go. I remember that was you. What a jerk.
I've never been called a jerk for turning right on green. That's really weird.
I remember thinking that guy's got to sit there and wait.
Like, who is that jackbag? Oh, it's Joe. Hey.
Well, I pulled up to him and I tried to like roll down the window and he wouldn't look over.
He said you were super focused.
Oh, wait a minute. Then were you the guy that was going 70 in a 40?
Yes, and I honked at you trying like pork chop.
Dude, that was you. I was going 55 in a 40 and then someone goes flying by me. I'm like, what? I can't say it.
It was Joe.
I was honking at him.
I was like, that person has to be going 70.
You guys are terrors on the road, apparently. Riding red lights, going 75.
Hey,
what the heck?
I admit I failed my driver's test. I'm not trying to act like I've ever done anything good in my life. I am what I am.
What an interesting morning so far.
It was, but yesterday I got my beard trimmed up. I've been so lazy, like letting myself go. I actually had my barber shave my head. Now, here's my question for you. I like my barber. He's a cool dude. But is this okay, like at a salon, if they did this? He put a hot towel on my face because he was going to shave my head and do different things. He took a photo of me and put it on the social to promote the barbershop without telling me.
No.
Is that allowed?
He should ask you.
Is that allowed?
I mean, I would be flattered, but yeah, he should ask you.
He should ask you first.
Like, what, are you mad? That means he thinks he did a good job.
No, if you ask me,
it's cool, right? I don't like, if somebody's doing Liv's hair and Liv's doing, or like her toes or nails, and they just post it and don't tell, like, that's cool?
No.
Well, I figure, like, if you're there in their establishment, then, like, they can do what they want,
Well, it
right?
depends. Is he saying it's you or it just post?
Tagged me. Yeah, he tagged me.
Oh, no, then he's using you to advertise his barbershop, definitely. Yes, no.
Because if that's the case, take some money off of that
or
price.
Or else he should give you, like, a tradesies, a discount or a trade.
No, I would have been flattered.
See, these guys don't know how to make money.
Mackenzie, you're going to help me make money, and I appreciate that.
No, if he's like, this guy comes
Pork
to shop, me.
Porkshop's like, I would pay double just to have my picture on their Instagram.
No. You guys need business sense.
As long as they tag me, it'll help my clout. All right. That being said, we're so glad to be here with you. And Mackenzie, I know you're working on a lot this morning, including the garbage.
Of course, this hot blonde almost missed her flight and got kicked off the show. Plus, why is Taylor Swift legit crying over a banana?
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ooh, she's finally professing her love for Shawn Mendes. Of course, talking about Camila Cabello during a recent interview in the UK, she proclaimed her love.
With you and Shawn as well, I mean, you guys just look so happy at the moment. Is that the case?
Yeah, we're pretty happy. I really, really love him a lot.
Aw. Aw, lawsuit? She's saying I love him. She loves him.
Mackenzie, you say all the time you love pork chop, but I know you guys aren't getting intimate.
I do, like a brother.
And that's what's happening with Camila and Sean.
No, she talked about how their relationship really started to grow when they recorded Senorita, and they'd been friends for a long time, but they spent so much time together, and then boom. Smitten kittens, they are in love. So I love to hear that. Carrie Underwood, this is kind of funny. She's talking about her American Idol days and how it was her first time on a plane ever when she was heading out to Hollywood and she nearly missed her connection.
I mean, it was like, here you go, here's your ticket to Hollywood, and next thing you know, I got on a plane not too long after that and went out for more auditions to LA.
Had you been on a plane before?
No.
What was that first time? What was that first experience of being on a plane? Because that can freak you out, right?
Back then, I was by myself, and there were like lots of connecting flights, and made a couple connections, and one plane was late, so I like missed the next plane, and I was like,
wait, you missed your connection going to Hollywood?
I did. I was like, I'm going to have to find some nice airport employee to tell me what to do because I don't know what to do. And I'm like, please don't kick me off the show.
That's the worst.
Yeah. But I made it.
That's the worst feeling ever when you miss your flight. And then if your bags don't make it, and I always prefer if you can go direct, pay the extra and go direct because things happen when you have to connect because I travel the time and it's terrible. Moving on. Oh, by the way, she's on her tour, her Cry Pretty 360. She's been with Maddie and Tay, Runaway June, and she's just killing it. So love my Carrie Underwood. Ooh, I also love Joaquin Phoenix. Cannot wait to check out Joker. Have not seen it yet. But Joaquin says he really took a long time to decide whether or not to take on this role.
I mean, I think I always go through a long process with deciding if I'm going to make a movie or not. I guess it's just like wanting to be sure, or at least as close to sure as possible, that you want to take on the experience. Mm-hmm. I think I just was probably unsure of myself.
Hey, by the way, you can actually win movie passes to see Joker. It comes out today. We'll do that at 8:10, 7:10 Central.
Ooh, cannot wait. I wish I could win, but I can't because I work here. But I'm still going to go see that movie. I'm moving on to Taylor Swift. This is hilarious. Her mom recorded her after she got LASIK surgery, and she was under anesthesia, and she was crying over a banana.
That wasn't the one I wanted.
Stop. You can't cry. That's not supposed to be what you're doing.
Yeah, I try to get this
okay,
one.
Okay, let me get the other one for you.
This one, but what do we do with this now?
I'll eat it. It's mine.
But it doesn't have a head.
Honey, it's fine. I don't need a head.
Okay, I'm fine.
Don't. You don't want to cry. Mm-hmm. That's not what you want to do. You don't fall asleep eating a banana, okay?
I'm not asleep. My mind is alive.
Okay. Taylor's just like the rest of us when she goes under. That's so funny.
Wait, I had LASIK done. Like, they numbed my eyes and stuff, and I had like a Valium, but what was she on?
You weren't under anesthesia? Did you eat a banana?
I can't talk about what I ate that day.
You don't remember. She does also say that she plans on, she can't wait for her musical performance on Saturday Night Live, and she's doing lover festivals. She has those planned 2020 for Boston and Los Angeles.
Mackenzie with the garbage, thank you very much. Hey, Liv the Web Girl, haven't heard from you in a bit. We got Liv's Sports Minute. What's coming up?
Gronk might be coming back to the NFL, and this college quarterback has kind of been a disappointment in a preview of our teams for this weekend.
All right, it's coming up next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Good Friday morning. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Still to come, Joe's Need to Know News. We've also got Song of the Day, and it's a very special one today. We'll explain all that right now, though. She's back from vacation with so much sports, I don't even know if we have time to get it all in. It's Liv Sports Minute.
Liv Sports Minute.
All right, so there's finally been some changes to the top four in the college football ranking. So Alabama is in first place because Clemson fell after their close almost lost to North Carolina last Saturday. They did not look very hot. So their quarterback, Trevor Lawrence, he had a ton of buzz going into this season. Have you ever heard of him, Joe?
I have not, but Liv, like, you know me, I know sports, but I don't know sports.
Okay, so Trevor Lawrence was supposed to be like the Zion Williamson of college football this
year. Like a beast, then.
Exactly, like a beast. No one could touch him. But he has thrown more interceptions in like the first 5 weeks than he did like all of last season. But then he throws these like throws that are unbelievable. So it's just very uneven. He's very wishy-washy. So yeah, he's not as hot as people thought they were. Then Gronk shared a video on his Instagram. Did you see this, anyone?
No,
is
I can't wait to hear
out
it.
Of retirement?
No, but people thought he was. So he showed videos of him doing some footwork. So people are like, oh my gosh, he's preparing, he's practicing, he's gonna come back to the NFL. But I think this is all fake. I think he's just staying in shape and he's working out and he feels good. That's all this is.
It's a tease.
Yes, because he just revealed also too in the past couple of weeks that he suffered 20 concussions during his time playing in the NFL, 5 of which were so bad that he blacked out. No one is that big of an idiot that they would actually go back and play after 20 concussions, not even Gronk. I love him, but he can be a little dumb sometimes. And then the MLB playoffs have actually started. The Cardinals have won game one against the Braves, and the Dodgers beat the Nationals in game one in their series. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Watch out for the Los Angeles Dodgers. I think they're going to take it all this year. And the Colts are taking on the Kansas City Chiefs in Kansas City on Sunday. So last Sunday, man, that was a brutal, brutal loss. We honestly did not look good. We looked like trash. But I think we're not going to be as bad as people think coming into this game against the Chiefs. They still have an 80% chance of winning, but I think after last week's loss, they're going to be so hurt that they're going to come back with a chip on their shoulder.
I don't know if I can believe your predictions anymore now, because before you went on
vacation,
you said the Texans would win.
And I said the Colts would win, and we both lost, and the Colts lost bad. The Colts lost very badly last year. I still think they're going to lose this week. Don't get me wrong. T.Y. Hilton is still questionable, so they're going to lose, but I don't think it's going to be a blowout. The Texans did not have a great game last week either, but they're playing in Atlanta, and they're playing against the Falcons this week. The Atlanta Falcons are a mess right now. I think chemistry is off. I don't know what's going on with Matt Ryan. They're just not good. They've been a disappointment this season, and I'm confident Deshaun Watson's will be able to get a win. He just needs to, you know, get the ball to the wide receivers a little bit quicker because he keeps getting sacked and that's just not good for him. But I do suspect the Texans will win. That is my sports minute.
All right, cool. Did you mention, by the way, if you maybe did, I thought I was paying attention, for baseball, the Astros take on the Rays today for the
Yes, they do.
Okay, the AL West. So go Astros.
Yeah,
go Stros today.
Get your Stros gear.
Yeah, there we go. Live Sports Minute.
Live Sports Minute.
All right, coming up next, Joe's Need to Know News. A birthday surprise gone horribly wrong. What did a Texas high school cheerleader do when she was in a parade that's got everybody talking? This is really cool. And guys, one of the best sandwiches in the world comes back to our mouths next week.
Oh my gosh. You should see the look on Joe's face right now.
More of the body movements I'm doing.
He is so happy.
It's like an interpretive dance. Honestly, I'm going to skip Monday's show. I'm camping out for this.
OMG, that big, eh?
Yep, Joe's Need to Know is... I got food in my mouth.
So excited.
Joe's Need to Know News. It's coming up next. Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. A birthday surprise went horribly wrong when a man in Florida accidentally killed his son-in-law.
Oh, no.
This is insane. Yeah. The son-in-law showed up unannounced at his house. Christopher Bergen flew in from Norway to surprise his father-in-law, Richard Dennis, for his birthday. After arriving at the airport around 11 o'clock, Bergen, who married Dennis's daughter, headed straight to his house for his planned surprise. Around 11:30, he arrived at the house and knocked on the back door. When Dennis opened the door, his son-in-law jumped out of the bushes, making a growling sound to wish him a happy birthday. You know, kind of weird, but also I could see how that could scare the crap out of you.
Right.
The father-in-law got startled, grabbed his gun, and shot Bergen.
No.
He only fired one round, which went straight to the heart, striking him, killing him instantly. The sheriff called the incident totally accidental, but oh my gosh. I mean, man feels terrible. The guy's daughter lost her husband.
I couldn't imagine. The trauma. I mean, get into therapy ASAP. That's just one of those things, and then you have to forgive. That's just an awful situation all around.
All right. A great situation. Somebody doing something really cool. Texas high school cheerleader Tyra Winter saw a toddler choking on a piece of candy during her school's homecoming parade. She jumped off a parade float to perform the Heimlich maneuver on a two-year-old boy. His name was Clark.
I picked the kiddo up. I tilted him downward, and I hit like two or three good back thrusts. He started spitting up, and he was getting everything out. He started breathing again. Super fun. So I gave the kiddo back to his mom, and I ran and jumped back on the float before I missed it. Most importantly, I'm just really glad the boy's okay.
He was just physically just choking, just gagging, and just gasping for air. She came running, and she just started performing what I believe is the baby Heimlich. It feels so useless as a mother. was the most terrifying thing in my life. Words that you would say to anybody who does something for you is thank you, but those just don't seem good enough.
How cool is that? She saved the baby. It was okay, or the kid. And then she got back onto the float in time.
That is like a little angel. And as a mom, I'll never forget, we were at a children's museum, the children's museum, and my little Lulu, she was itty bitty, maybe like two, and she started choking on string cheese.
Oh no.
And as a mom, and because their eyes are like, you know, and you're like, oh, what? You only have split seconds, and it's terrifying. So this is so cool.
Yeah, that's a great story. And McDonald's, they announced the McRib will be returning to 10,000 locations across the U.S. on Monday.
Chloe, our intern, is pumped.
Yeah, you ready to do McRib Mondays, Chloe?
Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah!
I'll go with you.
Chloe, you are my spirit animal. I love it. I love it. Oh my! Seriously, we're going to have McRib Mondays every day after the show's done. We're going to go right down the road and get McRibs and just get saucy.
Can I make a confession?
Yes, you love McRibs. What?
I've never had a McRib.
Chloe, preach.
Neither has Chops.
Poor Chop.
We have to get them.
I haven't either.
None
what?
Of us.
Hello, McDonald's.
No, seriously, Porkchop, will you reach out? I think we have connections at McDonald's because we need to have a big McRib Monday fest.
I'm good.
No, you're not good. You're missing out.
I'll eat it. I'm down to try it.
Dude, guys, I tell you what, sometimes they have like 2 for $5, and I'm like, okay, we're going to get some juice in our beard today. Well, McRib sauce. It's really, Chloe's got good taste.
You have to try it at least once. Just to say you tried.
Okay, I'll take a little bite.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, Joe and Chloe love it. All right, and today also, if you're not a McRib fan, that's okay, or you never tried it.
I like other things. I love their french fries.
Okay, do you like tacos? Because today,
yes.
Amazingly, as of Friday, is National Taco Day.
That sounds wrong.
It's raining tacos.
Should be a Tuesday.
Tuesday, obviously.
Out of the sky, tacos. No need to ask why. Just open your mouth.
This actually might be a song of the day thing for maybe songs about food. Can we do that?
Oh, yes. Write that down.
No. All right. That is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it out online. 2 different places conveniently for you. Radio Now Indy, if you're listening in Indianapolis, Indiana, .com, or RadioNowHouston.com. That is Joe's Need to Know News. All right. Live the Web Girl doesn't know what's going on, and some other people, too, that might have missed it, have no clue what's happening for Song of the Day. Usually I'll say, hey, the category is this or it's that, but we had... Would you call it a fight?
I would say it was a debacle. We had a straight-up debate night. Basically, it went on for a long time. Song of the day yesterday, in a nutshell, Porkchop won, and we don't think it was legit.
All right, listen, we're going to explain. Get ready to vote, because that's what you're going to need to do. You're going to have the number 52140 in your phone. You're going to text the word song, but not yet. Hold on. It was a cluster, and somehow, some way, many people think it's collusion or it's something going on illegally, but Porkchop did win yesterday with Cascade. And what song was it by Cascade?
Cascada, Every Time We Touch.
Okay. But it's amazing. It beat out Ricky Martin, Livin' La Vida Loca. And what
by
was your
lot.
Song?
And by double.
Britney Spears, I'm a Slave for You.
Yeah.
By the way, I was yesterday years old when I found out it is pronounced Cascada and not Cascade.
It's Cascade. they got the name from the actual
Cascada.
Detergent.
So. But we were just shocked because we love Chops so much. But he does have a tendency to win all the time, which is great. But some of his song choices, clearly we find questionable. Win over hits.
I will say, I was not here yesterday. If I had those three songs, I'd probably pick Every Time We Touch. Because that was such a banger. Are you joking? That was like, I mean... Just a banger.
Now, let me say, I'm not like some huge Cascada fan. And
just, it's
I
out
know,
of the bag. It's okay.
And, no,
yeah,
wait,
don't
listen,
deny.
You're
what
the
heck
president
are you
of no, the fan
let
club.
Me talk.
You
it's
have a
fine.
Story of you and some guys in bed. It's okay.
I am not a huge Cascada fan by any means.
Sure
I just know
are.
A good bop when I hear one. And the thing
a
is, I don't have to defend myself because it won by a lot.
It did. No,
but also,
saying,
you're the guy that does the vote, so of course.
I sent you the screenshot.
We're just saying sometimes, like that a Sean Paul, like random songs, not even artists' biggest hits, will win with you.
Right, because I know good songs. Doesn't have to be a big artist. I know good big songs.
Bottom line, Mackenzie, because we could go on all day with this here, and Pork Chop's got ways to defend his cheating. But the thing is, we said, all right, fine. We want to see how this really works. So we're going to have a cascade off.
Yes, and don't feel bad, by the way. People were upset. Like, don't feel bad for Chops because he's not... like a good winner. Like he will crank up the song. He'll be like, yeah, I won again. And he'll like sing it in your face. It's not like you're like, oh, poor Chops,
because
you guys are beating up on him.
Good songs make me excited.
He boasts. Yeah, but if someone continuously wins every single day,
he's
sorry,
good at playing the victim. He's very good at puppy eyes.
I guess I'll start picking bad songs.
No, it's just if you win, be gracious and be like, okay,
I'm just excited because it's a good song.
So today we're doing a different edition of Song of the Day.
We just want to put this to the test.
And it's not that we wanted to do it, it's that we had to do it.
We have to do it because we just have a theory and we want to see if this theory holds true.
And all right. Well, basically, hold on. Yesterday, Mackenzie was like, does Cascada even have any other songs? And I was like, yes, Miracle.
No.
And she was like, what's that?
Evacuate the Dance Floor is clearly the biggest.
Precisely. So that's why where
song.
We are today.
Yeah, this
joke.
Is going to be an interesting battle.
Here's what's going on. There's only two songs for you to vote on today. There's going to be a song that me, Mackenzie, and Liv the Web Girl picked. That means everyone else taking on Pork Chop today, okay? Let's get into everyone else's song, which is Cascade, Evacuate the Dance Floor.
Love the song.
Oh, do you?
I do.
And then you have Pork Chop selection from Cascade with Miracle.
I think this one's just slightly bigger. Go ahead, Joe.
I'm still in love with you. I need a miracle. I want to be your girl. Give me a chance to see that you are made for me. I need a miracle. Please let me be your girl. One day you'll
this
see.
Song. Bigger than
that
Evacuate the Dance Floor
is
by
in
any
hot
means.
Garbage.
In New Jersey, we pump our fists, not our gas.
I have never heard of this song
I've
in my life.
I've never even heard of Miracle
but
either.
It sounds like a song that would play at like Forever 21, like blasting, and you're just like, bro, I need to get out of here.
Thanks, Liv.
So, this is what we're doing right now.
So, this is we're testing this. If this miracle that 3/4 of the room have never even heard beats the same artist, they're one of their biggest smash hits, the votes are rigged.
Oh, no matter what, the votes are rigged. It's a rigged system for sure. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to grab your phone and you're going to text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. And here are your two options. Everyone, that includes me, which is Joe, Mackenzie, and Liv the Web Girl, even intern Chloe is on our side. And we're going to go with Evacuate the Dance Floor by Cascade. Pork Chop is going to go with Miracle. By the way, you beating the beat up, punching the fist and all that, very awkward to watch.
So this is going to be interesting. We just want to test this out.
We will get a Song of the Day winner next. Text SONG to 52140 to vote.
Is Rosie awake? She happy it's Friday. Rosie, wake up, Ro-Ro.
Rosie's dead.
No! How dare you say that? There she is.
Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show and Song of the Day. Oof. It's interesting. It's the best Cascade song.
Which we never thought we'd be saying.
Yeah, whoever thought that would happen. But it's everyone. It is Joe, Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, intern Chloe, verse producer Pork Chop today.
And don't feel bad for Chops. Here's the reason, because he always wins. He always boasts because he makes the best choices and he knows music. And so we want to just put it to the test.
And here was our song, and I mean everyone. We went with Cascade, Evacuate the Dance Floor. And producer Pork Chop, well, he went with Miracle.
I'm still in love with you.
Okay.
I think Liv nailed it. This would totally be at Forever 21.
Absolutely.
And like the dads that take their daughters would like need to get out of there ASAP.
Help! Get out! All right. Well, the voting has ended. The results are coming in. And producer Pork Chop, go ahead and let us know who won today. The category, Best Cascade Song. Everyone versus Pork Chop.
Well, we do have a new Song of the Day record. We've gotten the most texts we've ever gotten for Song of the Day.
Wow.
For Cascade, mm-hmm. or Cascada, as you
I
say.
I think it's because we actually had less options, and that's why. I think it diluted it less.
Oh, okay.
Because it was more hyper-focused.
Got it.
Maybe.
But, he's sort of like, man, no, Cascade's so good that everybody has to vote on it, Joe.
I mean, I guess there's really no way to make this suspenseful because there's only first or second place. But I will say, I'm pretty impressed.
Oh, my gosh.
He's making it suspenseful, though, even there's no way to do it.
I did get a lot of votes, but not enough to win. 60.
Yeah! Take that! Yeah. You needed a miracle and you didn't get one.
Okay, 60. I just talked about being a good winner, Joe. Don't be a sore winner.
60% of the vote goes to y'all. 40% of the vote goes to me.
Now, will you admit that Evacuate the Dance Floor is a bigger hit than Miracle?
I mean, if you look at the numbers, I think it is. But I just feel like, personally, I like Miracle better. And
of course,
usually,
you
should.
But I'm saying,
I pick
like the
good
Billboard
songs.
Hot 100 yeah. no, when they was hot.
I
mean,
yeah. okay. Numbers wise, I believe that. Yeah,
but,
is
on, but on the Pork Chop Hot 100, let me tell you, it did not come in at number one this week.
Yes, turn this off. This is exciting. I love the song. Happy Friday!
Evacuate the Dance Floor, your Song of the Day winner here on Radio Network. Hey, I want to remind you, we're about to kick off Freak Show Friday, but still coming up today, we have got Friday Freestyle Battle. Liv the Web Girl, you've been working on your rhyming skills while you were on vacation?
Duh, every day.
All right, cool. Well, hey, let's get into it.
This is going to be awesome. I can't wait for this.
Time for Freak Show Friday.
She's a very freaky girl.
Super freak. She's super freaky.
Get your freak on. Get your freak on.
Different or whatever you got going on, hey, we like to talk to you here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. You can hit us up in the DMs, Radio Now AM Show, to get on for Freak Show Friday, and you can also call us at 833-563-2539. Let's say good morning to Timmy. Hey, Timmy, what's going on with you for Freak Show Friday?
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Timmy.
Hey, I love the feeling of having a very full bladder.
What?
Go on. What?
I've been training myself. I can literally hold my bladder for over 3 hours, like 3 hours, 15 minutes, and I keep trying to go longer. I know I can keep going longer. It's been like kind of like strength training, if you will. For a while, I've been doing this. It's about being able to like control myself, to discipline myself, and then like when it's finally over, the release is just, it's amazing. It's better than any endorphin rush. It's better than any runner's high I've ever gotten. It's almost tantric. I mean, it is. I've become living for this. I don't know if anyone else does this, but just seeing how long I can go and then that just rush of adrenaline and relief is just spectacular.
Timmy, you know this isn't really healthy to hold your bladder.
833-563-2539. This has got to be like a good way to get like an infection or
like
something,
a UTI,
right?
UTI, yeah.
No. My doctor. I've actually told my doctor about it. He says it's fine. I mean, you know, you should. I think everyone should try to like just try to get into it, see how they could go. I started like, you know, 45 minutes at a ball game. You know, sometimes you're stuck in traffic, and then you know, you build up, and I worked it up to an hour, then 2 hours, and now I'm over three. But, you know, it definitely takes a lot of concentration, and there are some near misses once in a while, shall I say.
I'll agree with you, Timmy. I'll agree. It does feel good when you have relief, but it's like that is not a good feeling that you hold in for as long as possible.
It can do some serious damage. Some people have died from doing this. Like if you go too long,
I don't know
long.
If people have died from doing this, but you know, but I don't think it's any different than you know training to be like a marathon runner or any kind of like long kind of endurance type thing. I don't think there's really any difference to it. Where yeah, there could be some wear and tear on your body, but there's certainly nothing wrong with it. It's not, you know, it's not like any kind of, you know, bad infectious anything building up inside the body.
I really think your doctor doesn't know what they're talking about if they told you there's nothing wrong with that. So I just want to say, even if we are wrong, we as a show
disclaimer,
do not recommend doing that.
I mean, sometimes you're in circumstances, obviously you have to hold it, but when you first get the chance, since you're doing this on purpose, to me, because you like the feeling later when you get to go.
The longer that I've been able to hold it, and I've noticed that the longer and longer I hold it, the better and more intense that feeling becomes. And I tell you what, the feeling rivals any other good feeling that you can generate from holding out for a while. But, you know, I honestly think that I could coach people with this. I mean, there could be money into this. This could be a business.
So you know,
Sting does it. Why not me?
Hold on. Like the musician Sting?
Yeah.
Well, he's into tantric stuff.
But I've never heard him like saying that he holds his bladder for as long as he can. I've never heard
I don't,
that.
Well, see, that's not very different now, is it? What he's doing is he's controlling his body using his mind. And when he achieves any kind of point of release or whatever, then it's supposed to enhance the entire experience. And that's all I'm doing, except in a just slightly different fashion.
How long are you going to try to go to me? Since you're so into this.
I don't have a goal in mind. I'm gonna keep trying to go as long as I can. No pun intended. But I would like to just see how far I can take this.
Can't like any bag that gets overfilled, like can't your bladder like burst? And that's got to be like not healthy, right? To have that in your body.
Again, I've asked. That was one of the things I asked the doctor. He said it's not like a balloon that will just keep going until it pops. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely stretchable, but at some point, you know, when it's full, it's full. There's nothing else that's going to be able to, you know, again, nature happens. It's going to stop at some point, but it's all just about muscle contraction and deep breathing exercises. And
it is that mind-body control for sure, but does not seem healthy to me. We know it's not, so just be careful what you got going on.
It's not unhealthy at all, and if anyone else wants to try it, I highly recommend it. And yeah, I would be happy to help assist anyone who wants to try to achieve these levels of satisfaction that I've been able to achieve.
Once again, we highly recommend not trying this here on Joe on the Radio Now Morning
Show. And I have a small bladder, so I go every 20 minutes.
Yeah,
and
you're always out of the room.
Water. I drink tons of water, so this isn't for me.
I will
me,
say
but
the
hey.
Downside is people hate being in the car with me now.
All right. Well, hey, Timmy, thank you for calling
in
for Freak Show Friday.
Have a great weekend holding it.
Thanks very much, guys. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. That, first of all, I want to reiterate, there's no way that's healthy.
No.
There's no way. I got to imagine that can cause infections or all kinds of damage to that area, which you would not want.
I feel like it's torture when you have to go really badly and then you have to hold it.
Oh. Yeah, no, it is. And we've all been like stuck in a car or somewhere where you can't go.
I remember I was pregnant. I was like 9 months pregnant and I was watching the film Avatar and it's like over 3.5 hours long. And I was in the middle of the movie theater and I was dying. The people probably hated me because I think I went like at least 5 times.
Yeah, disgusting. All right, well, I'm glad you made it out at least. Hey, coming up next here on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, who'd you see naked? Or who saw you naked? And I'm not talking about your significant other. I'm talking about somebody you did not want to see naked, or maybe somebody that you did not want to see you naked. I don't know why Porkchop's got a smile over there. I feel like he's got a story.
He's got a good story. Look at him. He's smiling big time.
I've got a very good story. I'll share mine, but we want to hear from you next. 833-563-2539. In about 30 minutes at 8:10, 7:10 Central, your chance to win Joker movie passes. You're going to need an accent or at least be able to fake one. We'll explain about that coming up. Also, just after 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock Central, it is the Friday Freestyle. Joe taking on Liv the Web Girl.
Yeah! Libby Liv versus MC Papa Pesh.
There we go. Put some respect in my name, okay? Appreciate that. All right. Pretty simple question. Who did you see naked that you didn't want to see naked?
Oops.
Or who saw you naked? What's the story? 833-563-2539. I saw this yesterday. You don't have to be a big sportsman. You probably heard of these people. Wide receiver Julian Edelman and coach Bill Belichick with the New England Patriots. Julian Edelman shared a story about how he saw coach Belichick naked in the hot tub at their training facility. It was like 11 o'clock at night, and you're allowed to be in the hot tub, but I guess the rule is you have to wear shorts or something or underwear, and he wasn't, and he was walking in there. Edelman was to go do a late night hot tub thing. He's like, ugh. He saw the coach try to turn around. His coach stands up, ding dong, hanging out. Hey!
Oh my. That's the one dude I do not want to see naked.
He says, I'll never forget seeing Coach Bill Belichick naked. So, 833-563-2539. Whether you were seen nude and you were just embarrassed about that, or maybe you saw somebody naked you wish you could get out of your memory, we want to hear from you. My story is decent, but I want to hear Porkchop's first. Porkchop, you keep on smiling when we talk about this. Did you see somebody?
He got like a devilish grin on his face.
Naked, or were you naked?
I've got a story for each.
Ooh, all right. Double trouble.
So I worked for Papa John's for 5 years delivering pizzas.
I love this story.
And one time I delivered a pizza and I opened the door and I just see this huge booty like right in my face. And I'm like, what? And then it's this girl. And then the guy was like hugging her and he was also in the nude. And I was like, oh, here's your pizza.
They could not be disturbed to stop what they were doing for our chops here.
Yeah. And then the one time.
Wait, so they were getting it on?
Most definitely.
Nice.
And then the one time someone saw me. Oh, so embarrassing. I'm going to try to PG this story. I had met up with someone. We went to a hotel room. We were in the hotel room on the bed. The door covered the other like person. You couldn't see them. But someone, I guess the stupid dumb clerk at the front gave someone a key to my room.
Oh no.
And just, you know, just 100% in the act.
Someone just walked
door
in.
Opens, and I just look at them. And they just
you
look
made
at
eye
me.
Contact?
Oh my gosh.
You made eye contact.
So uncomfortable, so cringy, and they were just looking at me and like, I'm like, leave! And they were like, I'm so sorry. I'm like, get out!
Wait. Were you on your back or were you on your wait, were you standing? What was happening here?
This is dramatic AF right now.
Knees.
Oh!
On the edge of the bed.
I feel like this is a very traumatic thing for
Porkchop
because
red.
He is like going insane right now.
He's red in the face.
He's like almost reliving in tears.
It. Can you imagine those poor people that walk in like, oh, what a long day. I got to go and I got to sit down and I got to go.
So
actually.
They walk in, but they don't stop. Like they don't, no, they don't leave no, right they, away. There's moments and you're waiting.
Yeah, like a 1-2 seconds of, yeah.
Probably just in shock.
Yeah, probably. And I got a free room out of it, by the way, because I definitely
oh,
went and complained.
Good.
All right, now for me, my story happened at my senior graduation party, and I wasn't supposed to be drinking, but like my whole family's alcoholic, so my dad had a bar and a bartender, and I don't know how we snuck the alcohol because they were checking IDs and things, but I got drunk, and I ended up like throwing up all over myself, and I was like, I need to go shower, so I walked through I took off all my clothes, and it's like, it's only like 11:30 at night. It's not that late, but this is like a high school graduation party. I end up walking through my mom's room because I knew my mom wasn't in there. She's outside. But I guess my aunt, who like found Jesus recently at that time,
oh, no.
She was there and she brought a nun.
What?
My aunt.
What are the odds of this?
My aunt and this nun saw me butt naked.
Oh gosh.
Vomit
so
all over myself.
Ew.
And I didn't even stop. I went in there and showered.
They're traumatized.
I just went and shut the bathroom door and I did my thing.
Oh my goodness.
That is insane. My neighbor on the West Coast definitely, not full on nude, but saw me topless. I thought that we had this huge window ascending from the top floor all the way down to the bottom. It was a two-story home and I thought that the windows were tinted. So I would just like, da-da-da, saunter around casually. Then one day, my little girl had a play date with their little girl. And it was his little girl, and I'm at their house looking into my house. No, you could see directly in.
I think you wanted that. You're like, oh.
No, I did not. It was so awkward.
Hey, good morning, Ashley. What happened with being seen nude?
All right, so I found out I was pregnant in December, so it's really cold outside. I go to meet my new OB to confirm the pregnancy, and females have to, like, completely undress. So I'm in the process of undressing. The screen's only halfway done. I hear a knock on the door, and I was like, just a minute. And as I'm taking my shirt off, not under my covering or anything yet, my face is covered, my boobs are out, and my OB-GYN walks in. And I was like, well, nice to meet you. I'll be ready in a second.
But don't they see everything, though, so it's not that big
that's
of a deal?
True.
I mean,
that's
they're going to see the other parts.
But it was the first time ever meeting this person.
I like that your face was, like, covered, though.
Yeah. Like, my shirt was in the middle of over my head.
Ashley, I think we've all been there. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning at 833-563-2539. Does anybody else have any other stories? If you've been maybe nude and somebody walked in, or if you have walked in on somebody else, give us a call, 833-563-2539. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. We'll talk to you next. Apparently, we're not the only one, guys, that have had somebody walk in on us while we're naked or seen something they shouldn't have seen. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Who'd you see naked, or maybe somebody saw you? 833-563-2539. G, what's your story?
This is a story of apology to a girl named Olivia for something I traumatized her with in middle school.
Oh, my gosh. Olivia is listening. Go ahead.
I hope so. So we had a set of bathrooms in our school cafeteria, and I really needed to go, but unfortunately she beat me to it and did not lock the door. So I open it up, and she's sitting pants down, taking a number two, and I completely freeze. I can't close this door. Everyone's just staring, and I keep apologizing and apologizing and telling her I'm sorry and I'm sorry. She's just like, close the door.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Oh, that's so awkward.
Oh, no.
Hey, you know what? It takes a big person, G, to make that apology. So hopefully.
And that's lived with you this long.
Olivia heard that one. Sarah, were you seen naked, or do you see somebody in the nude?
No, I was seen naked. So when I was in high school, my parents were letting this couple, they were missionaries, stay at the house. And I used to just run around naked when my parents weren't home before I got in the shower, and I forgot that they were at the house. And so these two missionaries doing mission work saw me just running around the house naked before I got in the shower, and they ended up getting a hotel the next night.
That's a way to get somebody out of there. You're peace. Like, don't want to stay anymore? Just walk around nude. Hey, thank you, Sarah, for calling in. Let's go to, is this Cassie?
Yes.
Hey, what's going on? What happened with you?
A while, it's been about 8 years ago, I used to live across the street from this golf course.
Okay.
And it was in the evening time, you know, I was in my jammy shirt, relaxing, braless usually, you know, us ladies like to do that in the nighttime. And I had some friends staying with me at the time, and her and I were just out there talking, and then next thing you know, her husband came up from behind me, grabs my nightshirt, pulls it up over my head to where it's backwards, to where everything, full frontal, nude, everything's out. I hear everybody at the golf course, it was like a whole week I could not go outside of my house without hearing some sort of, show us your
Whoa, that just got crazy.
That is an insane golf moment right there. Thank you for calling in. And we'll wrap things up with Kristen here. I don't know if we can handle any more nudity this morning. Hey, Kristen, what happened?
So I was staying with one of my best friends over the summer, and my boyfriend at the time and I had expected her to be gone for a while, so we were getting intimate. And then one of our other friends, and her 1.5-year-old daughter walked in and saw us in the middle of
flipping some pancakes.
Private time.
Uh-oh. So then what happened?
Well, she just was like, hey, guys, and walked upstairs.
Hey, what's up?
And yeah.
It happens.
Yeah, it happens to the best of us.
Happens.
What's worse, having somebody walk in on you, I mean, pork chop experiences, or do you think if you walked in on somebody else?
I think it depends. I think someone walking in on me, I'd be more like, ah, than me walking in on somebody else.
God, what if you walked in on your parents, though?
Nah.
I don't want either one to happen. I don't even know why I brought up that possible scenario. That was a terrible question. Hey, thank you for all your calls this morning. We really appreciate it. Live the Web Girl, are you ready to get this thing on?
Oh, you better believe you're going down this week, Joe.
I've never went down, though. I've always went up.
Well, not this week. There's going to be a change, okay?
All right, somebody get her a Red Bull. We're going to do the Friday Freestyle next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. You know what time it is. It's a Friday Freestyle. Yeah. By the way, we know we can't rap. We don't need to have all your hate messages saying, shut up, this is terrible. We know we suck.
I feel like Joe lives for this. Like, this is your strong suit, Joe.
Used to be. Used to be.
This is it.
Used to be MC Papa Pesh / DJ Papa Pesh. I was a DJ in the Inklink crew. Not to brag, but we finished in the top three at our high school battle of the bands. So, yeah!
Not to brag.
Woo! All right, Mackenzie. What do we call you, by the way? MC Mackenzie?
Whatever you want. Well, I'm just the host of this. I'm excited. Are you guys ready?
Yeah, I am.
I'm nervous, but I'm ready.
Why are you so nervous?
Because, like, you yell at Porkchop for being such a sore winner when he wins Song of the Day, yet you're such a sore winner when you win rap battles.
That is something to be conscious of. Everybody should not be a sore winner.
I think you need to be confident in life, though, too.
You could be confident, but not boastful.
Yes. Thank you.
All right, cool. Okay. So, first of all, before we get the categories, does Live the Web Girl go first today, or do we want producer Porkchop to go? I just saw Porkchop. Could you imagine Porkchop rapping?
No.
Grinder. I'm always at a reminder. No. Do you want me or Liv to go first? Who do you want to go?
I would rather you go first.
Okay.
Really?
Well, yeah. Not ladies' choice. Okay.
Okay, that's right. How it is.
So, welcome, everyone. It is Freestyle Friday. And Livy Liv is taking on the reigning champ, MC Papa Pesh. MC Papa Pesh is going to go first. And being that it is National Taco Day, you are going to be rapping about tacos.
Oh, my God. You just gave me the best news I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, my God.
Liv, how are you feeling about this one?
I'm scared.
I know cheese doesn't settle well with you, so. All right. Oh, yeah. Oh, shout out. Friday Freestyle Friday, whatever you call it. You can follow me on social media, Joe Pesh Radio, talking about tacos. Yo, it's the T, the A, the C, the O, it's taco. You know I go loco when I get that hard shell. Everybody knows that I eat tacos so well. Chalupas, they're tasties. Burritos, they're fine. But all I ever have is tacos on my mind. I want that soft shell. Man, put in some lettuce too. I want the tomato. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm gonna do. A little bit of hot sauce, sour cream, lettuce. Ooh, it sounds so good. If you don't like tacos, man, you're so misunderstood. They are the greatest Mexican dish I've ever had. Man, shout out to my dad when he was alive. Taco Tuesday, that was the jive. Eating the fresh. I'm stuck like a robot. Tacos got me feeling so hot. I'm not done though. Let me try to recover this verse, cause I know that was the worst freestyle that I ever had. Tacos, they so tasty, man. Tacos are so good. I'm really screwing it up, and I wish I would have stopped. But tacos are good. Tacos are good.
That was good. That one tacos.
I stopped a while ago.
I want tacos.
Whoa, haterator.
I'm just kidding.
That was not my best. I apologize to my fans out there.
Woo! Alrighty.
Okay. Okay, so Livy Liv is up now.
Uh-huh.
She just returned to us from vacay, so Liv will be rapping about the beach.
Okay.
You ready for me to drop that beat?
Give me a second.
All right.
All right, I'm going to do what Joe does. Yeah, you can follow me on my social. That's at Liv Caris. What? Beach. I'm just kidding, because that's what you do all the time. Ready?
Because my flows are tight, hater.
I just went to the beach. I don't need to teach how great it is. Yeah, all of that sun and that tan. Man, I look so hot. I know you're a fan of the way I look with that tan and that golden skin. Yeah, that's right. I'm gonna win, yeah.
Is she rhyming anymore?
This week, I'm gonna defeat Joe Pesh. Yeah, and that's all the rest you need to know, cause I was on vacation. That's the station that you're listening to. The Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
All right.
Okay.
All right. First of all,
Joe, you're giving her dagger eyes while she's trying to perform. That's
I
not
know.
Cool.
It's so hard.
Mackenzie, listen, you obviously are not from the streets, which is fine. I understand that. But people like me, we know when you are having a Friday freestyle battle, You're not friends with people, McKenzie.
He makes such eye contact, and I don't like it.
You're
the eye contact
face.
Is
actually,
so intense.
Actually, you guys should perform like this, like up in each other's face.
Your breath it stinks. Your breath is bad. Hey, Liv, shout out to your dad. I hear he likes to look at volcanoes online. Oh, my gosh, I think I hurt my spine. I got a pinched nerve in my back.
Bonus.
Pork chop, I can see your crack. See, like, I'm really good when I think about stuff like that.
Yes, this is like your hidden talent, I'm telling you.
Okay. That's what we're going to do next week, face-to-face.
Face-to-face.
Fine, face-to-face. Maybe that'll be better. And also, I have to have coffee before I rap. I think that's what I've determined because I have not had coffee yet. And I got 3 hours of sleep.
Are chest bumps allowed? Because I feel like there's going to be some
chest
bumps.
Oh my gosh, he's going to knock me over.
I am a little chesty, I will admit.
I feel like there will be chest bumps.
I'm going to get injured.
Okay, next week we'll step it up. Everyone will be face to face.
All right.
Chest
to
chest.
All right.
We're going to rap shirtless.
All right. I'm going to practice. I'm going to practice. I'm not rapping shirtless.
That is what you call the Friday freestyle. Hey, you know what's cool? People that have accents. Can we get intern Chloe on the microphone?
Yes, Chloe. We're obsessed with her. She's, first of all, doing an amazing job, and she's a beautiful English accent.
Now, Chloe, where are you from originally?
I grew up in Nottingham, but I was born in Leicestershire.
Oh, bless you. I love that on my
See, I don't realize, like, parents that have British children, you know, and I don't know how they could ever get mad at you. Because I think the accent is so cute. Like, Daddy.
Mommy, Daddy.
I just...
Well, they're British too, so...
Leave me alone.
But if Lucy was like, Mommy, I just spilled Kool-Aid all over the white carpet, I'd be like, it's okay.
Mackenzie,
you're so cute.
How are people going to win Joker movie passes for the game we're playing next?
Okay, here is the deal. We want you to call us up.
833-563-2539.
You are going to tell whoever answers the phone, it'll be Chloe or Producer Porkchop, if you actually have an accent or you're going to try to give a fake accent. So you have to do the disclaimer first. Then you're going to put your accent on with Joe, myself, and Liv, and we got to decide if it's real or if it's fake. If you can fool two out of three of us, boom, you're going to check out Joker.
And by the way, it doesn't have to be British. You could be like, man.
Australian. Southern.
I got a sling blade accent. This is how I really talk. Joker movie passes up for grabs here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Mackenzie, you came up with something, I guess the game today. It involves accents. Explain.
Okay, so we're doing the Wheel of Accents. You have to try to trick us, basically. We have to guess if your accent is real or fake. And this became so because our beautiful intern, Chloe, has a English accent that we love, but she's lived here for 11 years. And Producer Porkchop's like, I can't believe you haven't lost your accent.
Chloe, real quick, on the microphone, please. You have been in the U.S. for how long?
11 years.
And you still have an accent. How is that?
I think it's because I still live at home with my family, so I'm around my parents and one of my sisters who still has an accent.
Never lose it. It's so lovely.
Okay, and that is a real legit accent.
Real accent.
All right, so we're going to go to the phones this morning and see if we can guess if it's real or fake.
And so whoever is calling has previously told our producer, Porkchop, if they actually have an accent or it's fake.
All right, let's go to Lillian this morning. Lillian, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh.
Good morning.
Hey, Lillian, what are you up to today? I guess you can just talk and we'll kind of figure out how you sound.
I am on my way to work right now.
Oh, what kind of work do you do, Lillian?
I work at Target.
Oh, and what are your plans this weekend, Lillian?
I am going to a fall festival.
Oh, that's cool.
I think her accent is real.
Hey, Lillian, who's your favorite soccer team?
I don't like soccer.
Okay, Lillian's accent is fake, guys. There's no way it's real.
I say it's real.
I think it's fake.
Okay.
So how many for each was it?
I say real, they say fake, so that it's we go unanimous. So
two fakes, one real. All right, put her on hold and go to the next one.
Okay, let's go to line number what? You tell me which line to go to. Three. Go to, got Rye over here. Hey, Rye.
Hi, how are you?
Ooh, that is a good sounding voice you have there. What do you do for a living?
I'm a nanny, actually, so I'm going to work right now.
Ooh, how many kids do you nanny?
Three.
What are their names?
Kate, Grant, and Mark.
Ooh, where are you from?
You can't ask them where they're from. That's going to give it away.
You don't have to answer that. What's your favorite movie?
Inception.
Ooh. Nice choice. Okay, I have my decision.
I think it is real.
I think it's real.
Guys, I just feel like it. I don't know. That's realer than the other one. I still think it's fake. You think that's
real? Okay. So, you know, but majority rules.
Put her on hold. Go ahead to line four.
Okay.
Okay, let's go to William. First
of
all,
it's hard to tell.
Yeah, William, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Make sure you talk right into your phone, William. It sounds like you're calling us directly from England.
So, William, what are you doing today?
William?
Hello?
Hey, William. Talking to your phone, no speakerphone. What are you doing today?
I'm driving to Florida.
You're driving to Florida. All right, already I'm calling it fake.
Yeah, I call it fake.
What part of Florida are you heading to?
I'm putting you on hold. Fake. It's fake.
I think William was fake, too.
Yeah, all right, cool. Let's go to line number five.
I guess I say fake. I guess.
Charlene, hello.
Bonjour, this is Charlene. How are you?
Oh!
Oui, oui.
Yes.
Yes, recognize the French accent. That's very good.
Yes, sac me bleu. Have you had a baguette today?
No, not yet, but I packed some brie for lunch. Does that count for something?
The brie.
Okay. What do you have planned this weekend?
I'm just going to spend some time with my kids.
What are their kids' names?
I have an Andrew, and I have I married an American with my second husband, so I have a very American name, a Levi.
Levi.
I like the jeans. Name.
Okay, I think this accent is fake.
Fake.
Oh, I don't know. I think it's real.
So much insult this morning. That's all right. You'll find out in a moment.
I think it's real.
I think you're lovely, but I think it's fake.
I'll put Charlene
now
and
I
her,
have to know.
And her Frenchness on hold.
So, out of all the contestants that we had, one of them fooled you.
One of them fooled us?
The other three did not.
Okay.
Well, hold on. May not have fooled me, but might have fooled the
group.
Who
fooled us?
So for Lillian, two of you said she was fake. One of you said real. Majority ruled she was fake. So Lillian is not the winner.
Sorry, Lillian.
Line three, Raya. Two of you said hers is real, and one said fake. Well, hers is fake.
Oh, she had a good one.
And two of you said real, so that means she tricked you. She is actually the winner. William, three of you said fake. It was fake. And for Charlene, that last one we just had on, two of you said fake. It was fake.
I knew it! I knew that last one.
So Raya is our winner, then you're saying?
Yes, she's the only one that fooled you.
Yes!
Wow. Didn't fool me. I knew all of them.
Is she back on?
Raya, hello.
Raya, nice work, woman.
Wow. Way to go. It was very subtle, I thought.
Hey,
yeah. I was so nervous. I didn't want to talk too much.
I could tell.
All right, well, Raya, hang on the line. We'll set you up with those Fandango movie passes. Your chance to go see The Joker, starring Joaquin Phoenix, comes out today. It's getting a lot of good reviews.
I can't wait to see that. It's going to be so good.
Welcome to the show. Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie, Live the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, and we got intern Chloe in the house. Want to hear from you at 833-563-2539. I know, Liv, I think you saw the story. You're like, oh my gosh.
Yes, I was fired up about this, to say the least.
A marketing company has reportedly shut down its social media and disabled its website after appearing to kind of, I guess you could say, job shame an applicant over an old photo. Apparently, the company took issues with a young woman posting a picture of herself in a bikini and sharing it on her own Instagram page. The woman's from Austin, Texas. She applied for an internship at a company called Kickass Masterminds, which that's a cool company name.
Yes.
In response to her application, the company reportedly took a screenshot of her picture from her Instagram page, and then they use it out on their Instagram story, and they shamed her. Here's what they said with the picture on there. The company said, PSA, because I know some of you applicants are looking at this, do not share your social media with a potential employer if this is the kind of content on it. I am looking for a professional marketeer, not a bikini model. Go on with your bad self and do whatever in private, but this is not doing you any favors in finding a professional job.
I just think, like, the this company claims that they are new and they're rebellious and they are like the new age of marketing and branding and all of this thing. Like, what did they think was going to happen when they publicly like shamed an applicant for posting a picture in a bikini, like enjoying herself on vacation? Like, what did they think was going to happen? They're supposed to be a marketing and a branding company, and you can't even know better to not do that. Like, they got absolutely attacked and demolished on social media for this. This girl is a young, like 24-year-old woman who was on vacation and took a picture in a bikini. Like, what is the problem? It's not like she was hammered. It's not like she had a ton of alcohol or drugs in the picture. She was enjoying herself on vacation. What's the problem here?
And if you're wondering, well, like, what's a bikini? Not that it matters, but this bikini in particular, I think it looks more revealing than it is. It kind of shows a bit of underboob.
Okay.
Like this particular cut of the bikini.
So I've had it. It just depends on the job role, to be honest, because when I worked for the news, I could not post anything that I, like half the things I posted now. I would literally get in trouble and get called into my boss's office when I posted a bikini picture like on the beach because it's conservative and they would not have it. However, my male counterparts would be fine if they posted a funny Speedo picture doing like a joke or something. And that was a super double standard that I found really hard. Like, I get that companies, I understand, but if it's not vulgar and it's tasteful and it's in the right setting, if it's a bikini on the beach at a pool, I get like suggestive, like, I'm a very classy woman, and I'm very sophisticated. I think half the crap that people put out there, they shouldn't, because that is going to reflect poorly upon you.
Yeah.
Obviously. But I think there is a fine line.
I'm wondering at 833-563-2539. Obviously, your thought on this particular topic, but maybe you work in HR. Like, do you guys do this? You're like, oh, well, Liv the Web Girl wants to work with us? I saw that bikini photo. Absolutely not. But also, the two, has somebody had this happen where, like, they've gotten in trouble for something they posted on social
at
work?
Oh, yes. All the time. And
but I want to hear those stories.
Call us. Don't think employers don't scan your social media before choosing the candidate, because they think about how many candidates they have. They can weed them out real quick through that way.
I mean, we even do this, like being in a sorority in college, we look up people that we want in our like sorority and in our chapter. We look them up on social media and we see the type of posts that they have and we decide based on that, like, is this girl gonna like fit or not? Like, because our sorority told us like from the beginning, be careful what you post. This stuff is forever. Employers will look at this. But a bikini picture to me is no problem.
Hey, Nikki, thank you for calling in this morning. What do you think about the company posting this girl's stuff out there on their story?
I agree with the company. She was wrong for applying for the job and putting her social media link onto the application. If she wanted it to be separate or promote herself in a more better light for this marketing company, she should have had a separate account for business purposes like LinkedIn, not your Instagram or your Facebook page or whatever. I think the company was right for not hiring her, as well as posting this to let other applicants know, clean your stuff up. You know, this young lady, she should have paid more attention in school when they talked about this in school and saying you should not have these on your social media accounts when you're trying to apply for a professional job. So I don't know if she wasn't paying attention or what, but I learned this way back when, and I'm 32 years old, so I know they're teaching it in school now.
Maybe that's the problem, is because you learned it way back when. Because when I was in school, yes, obviously we were told not to post pictures with red Solo cups with alcohol in them. There was nothing that said we couldn't have a picture of us enjoying ourselves on vacation in a bikini. I am sorry. Everything that should have been covered was covered. There was nothing inappropriate. There was nothing like topless or anything like that. Also, this company told their applicants, if you want to get ahead in this applicant race, follow us on social media for a better chance at getting the job. So they told them to follow them on social media, to follow them on Instagram to have a better chance. And this company, remind you, it's supposed to be a young branding company. They're supposed to be marketing. They're supposed to be like the new age. And the new age is, I'm sorry, but you're allowed to post a photo of you in a bikini. You know, maybe something that's like the news that Mackenzie was saying that is very conservative. That is kind of old school and old age. But nowadays,
no, I disagree with that. And that's probably why the young lady didn't get the job. These kids right now, I'm sorry, all the testing, we don't even have scanned electronic testing anymore. So if you're going to be in the era where it's everything done with cell phones, everything done on internet, then you need to understand etiquette with the internet. And that goes with having a separate account then for business purposes. Don't sit here and think that I want to see your baby and your dad and all of your family having fun. No, that's not what I'm hiring you for. I don't care about your personal life. And if this is a cutthroat new age era, this company that she was trying to work for, then she got a dose of some cutthroat new age how to handle it when you're posting things that a job doesn't want to have anything to do with.
Nikki, do you work in HR? Because I would be afraid to see you.
No, actually, I'm a business owner.
Okay.
I like Nikki tells it how it is, though.
Hey, Nikki, yes. We appreciate you calling in this morning.
I mean, all I will say is that this company is now body bagged. They took their website offline, and this girl has gotten, like, hundreds of job offers. So, just saying.
But this is a good example, though, because people do, that you do need to think about what you post because it is going to reflect upon you.
Do you think I should take off my one photo with under boob in it?
I think, yeah, you probably should take down the picture of you. Who is cupping whose man cans? The photo that you took with Pork Chop?
They're called moobs.
Yeah, like I would probably take that down.
Listen, if we can't work here and have moob cupping, then I don't want to be here. I'm just going to throw that out there. If another man can't walk behind another man with permission and hold him tightly, what kind of world do we live in?
Huh? I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
Man, I'll tell you what, a lot of people like to fight on Facebook and argue, but it never really ends well for anybody. Is there really a winner?
No.
Nah, there's not a clear-cut winner. A man in Tennessee was arrested for smashing a mirror over his roommate's head. The man was upset about a Facebook post, so his roommate, you know, said, hey, just calm down, chillax a little bit.
Right.
The victim told him, quote, calm down, you're just drunk. How many times have we been told that before?
That never goes over well.
I was wondering with a woman, because you never tell a woman just to calm down. You never say that. Is it even worse when she's drunk?
When you say calm down to a woman, you're not going to have a calm day.
I am calm! The man yelled back, I'll show you drunk.
Oh, no.
Before grabbing a mirror off of the wall and then smashing it over the victim's head.
Wow.
Yeah, the man fled their home before police arrived, but eventually was found and charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Yeah, I'd say a mirror's kind of dangerous. The victim suffered injuries to the head, wrist, face, and shoulder, but should make a full recovery. Other person, I don't know what happened to them. They're going to need a new mirror. Not my favorite mirror.
Oh, man.
All right, that's dumb people doing dumb things. That's your dummy of the day here on Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. Are you bragging about that pork chop, or is that like something you just...
Definitely not bragging. I'm actually kind of sad about it.
Hey,
yeah, I don't understand this. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie, Live the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, and intern Chloe. And Pork Chop just said he hasn't done something for how long? 36 hours?
Yeah, I have not eaten for 36 hours.
Are you like fasting for a doctor's appointment or blood work?
No, I just, I don't know. I just realized it's... that I haven't eaten since Wednesday night, and I'm not hungry.
Now, is this because you don't have food? Because that worries me.
Well, I mean, I typically don't have food at home. I just usually, you know, go out and get something when I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Something cheap.
Bow
and
arrow, he kills it, brings it home.
Yeah.
Throws it on the Foreman grill.
But you ate nothing all day yesterday.
Nothing. I mean, I went out to the bar last night for Family Feud Trivia, and I had two beers, so I've consumed something. And
did you get wasted because you hadn't eaten anything?
No, I was fine. And then earlier that morning, I had a Bang energy drink.
Right.
So, like, I had fluids, but I just didn't eat.
Interesting.
Any. You had a gift card, too, for food, so money wasn't an issue last night. You could have ate for free.
Yeah. No, you're right. I've got some money. I could get food right now if I wanted to.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I haven't been hungry, and I don't know why.
Okay. Well... I know why, and
why?
I feel like
why
it's very obvious.
I feel like some sly comment. Like
not
I don't
a
have
sly
money.
Comment, but you. I know you mentioned this on the show. You told me you took an Adderall
half of an Adderall
on Wednesday night. Did you say?
Yeah,
like early
no,
Wednesday
no, no, no.
morning,
Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. Yeah.
Right, so it was like 3 a.m. Wednesday or
correct.
So.
Yep.
You took an Adderall. That's why you haven't been hungry. Adderall suppresses your appetite so much, especially since you have never taken it in your life before. You probably have such a low tolerance with it that it affected you a lot. And that's probably why you haven't had an appetite is because of Adderall.
Really?
Like when I used to do it in college, like to study for exams and stuff, like, no, we would not eat for like 24 hours because like, the Adderall just suppresses your appetite. That's just like one of the symptoms of it.
I don't believe that because I'll tell you right now, you give me an Adderall, you give me two of them, I'm still going to eat lunch.
I guarantee you would not. I guarantee you.
Joe, you know how much I love food though.
Yes, no, every day I see you dreaming about it. He's on Grindr and Google looking for food.
But I will, let's throw out there that there's also like bad side effects from Adderall. So women in particular and men, obviously they do abuse Adderall for that purpose. So
absolutely.
It's not a good idea.
People do abuse it. And also like you need a prescription. So, like, a doctor is not just going to give it to you because you're like, oh, like, I don't want to eat. Like, no, it's, like, actually, like, a prescription. And I will say the come down with Adderall is not fun either. I'll throw that out there. But that's why you haven't eaten. You're like, oh, wow, it's so weird. I just haven't. And I'm like, you guys are idiots. Duh.
Liv, I actually slept on the floor here in the radio station for, like, 4 hours because I couldn't work anymore after the show Wednesday.
And yeah, that doesn't surprise me. That's called crashing.
And I do not condone what I did either. Like, I've never done anything like that. But I don't even know why I did it. But anyways.
He acted literally like he took meth for the first time. It was half of an Adderall.
Was that is that illegal?
I mean, yes, because you don't have a prescription.
Yeah, you don't have a prescription, so it wasn't a smart move.
Really?
Illegal. You took a prescription drug that you don't have a prescription for.
What's the repercussions?
But I'm saying it's not equivalent to, like, crack.
Yeah,
okay.
Obviously.
I mean, it's like, yes. A lot of people are prescribed.
I can't believe that. I've never admitted to doing something illegal.
You've done so many things illegal.
What about your last relationship? Wasn't that illegal? I'm just kidding.
Technically, in some states, it was.
No.
No comment.
It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show.
Uh-oh.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Blue. Hey. Oh,
this is getting me going because it's Friday. It's a weekend. We made it. Feels good.
Can somebody go get some bangs?
Yes. Honestly, please. I need one so bad. I got like 3 hours of sleep.
I have a better idea with Tito's.
Oh, that sounds
it's
great.
It's like officially our weekend kicking off.
I'm down with that.
Get loose.
You guys, I still have my pajama shirt on. I forgot to take it off. I'm not kidding. Look.
That's okay.
Whoa. We just got accidentally flashed. No, I was kidding.
He didn't. But I have my pajama shirt on because I was so tired this morning that when I like got changed, I forgot to take it off.
Did you all drive from Destin, Florida?
No, I didn't drive. I flew, but my flight was so late and I flew into Louisville, Kentucky. So then last night I had to drive from Louisville, Kentucky to here and there was traffic. It was closed down to one lane, and there was an accident. And so it took me forever to get back.
I got to say, though, we don't feel bad for you because you've got to sleep in all week.
Yeah.
True. We're getting up at 3 in the morning. So we kind of hate you, but we're so glad you're back. We love our intern, Chloe. She took off, but she's awesome.
Yeah, Chloe's gone, so sad. I was thinking that it's funny that you are wearing clothing from the night before, and Poor Child did that this week, too.
I sure did.
For maybe a little bit different reasons.
Yeah, I don't think you woke up smiling like he did.
Did you have the best week of your life, Chops?
Yeah, I had a good week. It was interesting.
I love it.
Oh, my gosh. What do you got going on today, Choppy?
I am at the steakhouse tonight. I'm kind of hoping I get called out, though, because I have to drive to Michigan because I'm DJing a wedding tomorrow.
Ooh.
And then literally after the wedding, I have to like drive right back because I'm serving all day at Sullivan's on Sunday.
Are you going to wear the new belt I got you to the wedding?
Most definitely.
Yay!
I'm going to show it off.
Will you snap a pic?
Yeah. I'm going to take it off.
Wow. Yes. Right. He's not going to come back. He's going to be like a sugar daddy and just... sail off into the sunset.
He's been getting thirsty lately, so these shirtless photos are happening more and more and more.
But he doesn't really like older dudes, and they tend to be the sugar daddy, so...
Yeah.
That's an idea for you.
You need a sugar daddy. You really do, Pork Chop.
Yeah.
Like, of anyone in this room,
Yes, I agree. Yeah.
You need somebody with financial means that can support you.
I can support myself.
Okay.
And love you.
How's that going? Tonight we're going to be rolling around in the chicken limo. Going to have a good time. We're going to go into different haunted houses. Looking forward to that with some listeners that won this week. So,
you going
to
eat chicken in the chicken limo?
I don't know. I heard there might be. I haven't had an official confirmation, but if there is, I'm going to be eating a bunch of it. So that sounds tasty. And then tomorrow night, I got to check myself, but I believe Bob Seger's in town. I'm going to that show. So I've seen him before. Dude's an old man, but he rocks like crazy.
That will be so much fun. Well, I am so pumped because I just got Netflix and Prime, so I'm going to be watching all the shows and movies this weekend with my little Lucy. She has a school carnival later we're going to go to and just have a like fun mommy me weekend.
Are you looking for anybody to chill with?
Other than myself, yeah, that'd be great.
All right, if you want to Netflix and chill with Mackenzie, 833-563-2539. I could give out your new phone number.
No. Oh, I just got a message from somebody that I hadn't heard, but like from my old phone, from my new number, and he sounded very nice.
Oh, wait, so you're going to keep the old phone as a screener?
As my burner phone.
There you go. All right, well, maybe. Hey. We can't do any of that. I really hope you do. You should go with the younger guys. I think that worked out for you, at least for a weekend. We can't do any of that unless we get out of here and say goodbye. So for myself, Joe, Mackenzie, Live the Web Grill, and producer Porkchop, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.